This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
With light, flood our eyes with light. Let everyone rise to new levels of revelation in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Please, can you be seated? God bless you. Hallelujah. Let me especially welcome everyone in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to the first edition of Feast of Light Conference. And I'm sure you are excited to be here tonight. Amen. Can you give the Lord a clap offering? Hallelujah. This is the first of its kind. It's a conference instructed by the Lord to build believers and make us become mature. That every time God wants to build a people, the equipment He uses in building His people is His Word and then His Spirit. I know we usually have Young Ministers Conference, a conference dedicated to equipping young ministers, but this is for everybody, generally believers, so that we can be mature in the things of the Lord and then be able to, on account of those light, produce result. And I know that upon this mountain, God is going to grant us access to light, grant us access to wisdom in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, preachers, for that intellectual, powerful, and spiritual ministration. Amen. You have to be a sound person to do that kind of thing. Amen. And then thank you, Minister Peter. Thank you, worship team. Amazing ministrations. Are you getting blessed already? All right. So let's start tonight, the mystery of light. Let's even discuss light before we get into our topic or our theme for the conference, Thy Kingdom Come. Let's discuss light briefly. Light me, Lord, like a candle. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord, like a candle. Light me, Lord. Light my light. Light me, Lord, like a candle. Light me, Lord. Light my light. Light me, Lord, like a candle. Light me, Lord. All right, let's start with three scriptures. God bless you, family worship carefully. I know you are following. The Lord bless you. Let's start with three scriptures tonight. The book of 1 Corinthians 4 and verse 1. We'll do a lot of scriptures, so media, please, let's work together. The Bible says, let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ. And then the last line, my place of interest, and stewards of the mysteries of God. Let men look on us as ministers of Christ. And ministers there talks about every believer. So the moment you are a believer, you are equipped to become a minister. This is why He gave the fivefold ministries, to equip believers so that they can minister. Then He said, as ministers, we are supposed to become stewards of light, stewards to the mysteries of God. And this is very important. I've told you before that a mystery is any body of knowledge that has been coded, it has been hidden, and you will need an assistance of either a spirit or a human agent with superior understanding to give you access into. It is a hidden body of knowledge. So every time you hear mystery, it is not open to everybody. But the Bible is saying, as ministers, access has been given to you into these mysteries that you qualify. Access has been given to you. So it's not longer supposed to be a mystery to you. It's no longer supposed to be coded or hidden. For you as a believer, access has been given. Tell yourself, I have access to light. Matthew 13, verse 10 and 11. And the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in a parable? Why are you talking to this guy in mysteries? Why are you hiding this knowledge from them? You are attempting to communicate to them, but you are speaking in coded language. Why are you doing that? And he answered, He answered and said unto them, because it is given to you, talking about the ministers of Christ now, believers, it is given to you to know, to decode the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but that unto them it is not given. So for you as a believer, you have access to these mysteries, access to this body of knowledge, but to them in the world, they don't have access. And this is very, very important, that we have to establish that you have access. The Lord asked Job one time, Job 38 and verse 19. He asked Job, do you know where light dwell? I know you are a man of God. Do you know where light dwells? Because there is an exact location where light dwells. In fact, that the habitation of God is called light. The Bible says he dwells in light. So he was asking Job, do you know where light dwells? Because you are supposed to know. This is what he's saying to Job. You are supposed to know where light dwells. So my question, do you know it? And if you truly know where light dwells, have you been able to use or take advantage, verse 33 now, of this light to produce result, to order your day? Because every believer is supposed to know. It has been given to us to know the mysteries of the kingdom. So Paul is saying there are certain people, on account of their interaction with the realm of the spirit, have access to light. They are stewards of light. Hallelujah. Proverbs 4 and verse 18. But the path of the just, a believer now, is as the shining light. How does it shine? More and more unto the perfect day. I've told you before, and let me repeat it, that a perfect day is not one day. When the Bible talks about the perfect day, it's not one day. The perfect day is a season in a believer's life that you come into on account of the accumulation of light. I hope you understand what I'm saying. It is a season you can enter into, and you don't enter it because you have been in church for long. No, sir. You don't enter this season because you were born in a Christian home. No, you enter it on account of the accumulation of light. So that when you dwell in this mountain for 3 days, we are going to be here for 3 days, and light keeps coming to you, on account of all of this light, you are supposed to shift level. Do you understand what I'm saying? That you should not have access to light and still remain where you are. Something should happen to you. You should enter a season called the perfect day on account of the light that has been coming to you. If you keep learning and you don't transit, something is wrong with that knowledge. If you keep having access to light and you are not transiting, something is wrong with that light. Hallelujah. It was Moses that the Bible said he had access to the ways of God. And on account of access he had to the ways of God, he was able to
produce all kinds of result. And for the children of Israel, they didn't have access to the ways of God. They had access to the ark. So they only saw the byproduct of what God was doing through a man. So the difference between you and the person standing and watching is light. He had access to the ways of God, and he was able to produce result. The people that did not have access to the ways of God, the light, only stood to see the signs and the wonders. May you become a sign to your world, so that anytime you see someone producing any form of result, brother, it is sponsored by light. It is sponsored by light. You are still in church, say amen. I told us we'll be examining a few scriptures. Give us the book of Job 29 from verse 1 to 10. We read few verses from there yesterday. I told us the conference started yesterday. So let's examine Job 29 from verse 1. Moreover, Job continued his parable and said, Oh, that I were as in month past, as in the days when God preserved me. Next verse. Then he said, when his candle shined upon my head. May the candle of God shine upon your head. When his revelations, when his mysteries were revealed to me, and when his light, or when and when I by his light walk through darkness. That you want to navigate through the chaos of life, it takes light. I walk through darkness by his light. Let's read on. And I was in the days of my youth, as I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacles. It happened in the days of his youth, when the Almighty was yet with me, when my children were about me. Next verse. Then he said, when I wash my steps on account of light, I wash my steps with butter. And the rock poured me out rivers of oil. So you want to have this kind of result, it takes light. You want to wash your feet with butter, it takes light. You want the rock to pour you out rivers of oil, it takes light. You don't just make money, you make money by light. Let's read on. When I went out to the gate through the city, the Bible says, when I prepare my seat in the street, the young men saw me and hid themselves, and the aged arose and stood for me. The princes refrained from talking and laid their hands on their mouth. Then he said, the noble held their peace, and their tongue cleave to the roof of their mouth. If you have access to this kind of light, the Bible tells us that you are supposed to glory. Jeremiah 9. Jeremiah 9:23. Light me, Lord, like a candle. Light me, Lord. Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Wow, I am a wise person. The Bible said, don't brag. Neither let the mighty man glory in his might. I am a strong man. The Bible said, don't brag. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. So what else should we glory in? If you are not glorying in wisdom, you are not glorying in might, power, political power, whatever kind of power, and you are not glorying in riches, what else should I brag of? Look at the next verse. But let him that glorieth glory in this. Everybody read the next line. That he understandeth and knoweth me. Powerful. Stop there. If you want to ever brag in life, let your bragging be tied to your understanding of the ways of God. That's what the Bible is saying. Don't just brag because you have money, because money can be lost. Is that it? Don't just brag because you have wisdom, because you will see men that are wiser than you. Don't just brag because you have power, because power is transient. It doesn't last long, especially political power. He said, if you want to glory and boast in life, let your boasting be tied to an understanding of the ways of God. Let your boasting be that you have access to light. Because like you all know, when you have access to light, you can reproduce results again and again, regardless where you are kept. That location is not a problem to a man that has understanding or light. So what then is light? Please value the things you are hearing. This is the foundation of everything You need. You want to become great? You need this thing. Believe me, especially if it's within the confines of this kingdom, you need this. What then is light? Whenever we talk about light, we are talking about revelation. Let me simplify it. Every time we talk about light, we are talking about revelation. We are talking about insight. Insight. And then we are talking about understanding. Understanding. Light is not just knowledge. Light is knowledge understood. Light is not just knowledge. Light is knowledge that is understood. So you can simply put that light is understanding. Knowing it exists is not sufficient. You must understand how it works. That's where the real work is. You must understand how it works. You must know the dynamics of its operation. Everybody, look up. What is this? Huh? You know this thing, right? How many of you know where they on this keyboard? Let's even start from there. Not even playing it yet. So you know that this is keyboard. You can know a thing and not understand it. Remember Acts 8 and verse 30. The Bible tells us of Philip, that Philip met a man, a eunuch, that was on his way back to after the feast. And then he was reading the book of Isaiah. When Philip met him, the Bible said, he asked him, "Do you understand the things you have been reading?" He said, "How can I understand?" The man had knowledge. He was reading. You see, you have to know this. I've told you before. Let me repeat it. There is a difference between revelation and education. Education is your ability to read. Revelation is your ability to see what you are reading. I will soon show you at the course of the conference that there is a relationship between understanding and even visions, sight. This is very important. So you know that this is a keyboard, but that you do not know how it is operated. You might not know where they own it. And even if you know where they own it, now sitting on it and playing it is another trouble. Is that it? Yes. That you can know a thing and not even know the dynamics of its operation. The moment access is given to you to how it works, you now know how it works. That's what we call understanding. You have gone beyond just knowing now. You have an understanding of how it works. You are still in church. Say amen. Amen. And this is the first mystery that governs our operations in this kingdom. Every time God was about to restore order, every time God was about to shift people into new levels, every time God was about to introduce a new season, he introduced light. Look at the book of Genesis 1. The Bible said there was chaos everywhere. We will discuss extensively on that as we begin to examine the kingdom. The Bible says in verse 2 that there was chaos everywhere. Everything went out of order and shape. And when God was getting ready to restore it, the first thing he called was what? Light. Let there be light. Let there be light. The moment there was light, every other thing responded because light was in place. Everything was answerable because light first was in place. And this is very important. So every time God wants to help a man, what does he give him? Light. Jeremiah 33 and verse 3. A lot of scriptures, right? Just be and enjoy the scriptures while we lay the foundation. Call unto me and I will answer you and give you a car. Call unto me, I will answer you and give you a job. You are not answering me. Call unto me, I will answer you and make people fall under the anointing. Call unto me, I will answer you and do what? And show you. In other words, your problem is that there is something you don't see. You can't. You have been praying. The problem is not that you are not praying. The problem is that there is something you can't see. So when I want to help you, you see, there are many times you pray and you are hoping that somebody should come and give you money. Meanwhile, the answer is the opening of the eyes. There is something you are supposed to see. There is something you are supposed to know. There is an idea that must flood your mind. Imagine the testimony of that young man now into farming. Looking so handsome with his suit and nice haircut. And the Lord is saying, go into what? Farming. Now, to somebody, it doesn't sound reasonable. But already now, you can see that everything is cooperating with the word of God. Let me tell you, prolonged struggle can be a proof that light is absent. Many times we go and pray. While we are praying, our mind have already programmed the answer. I mean, you are hoping that the answer come in a way you expect. Oh Lord, can you show me mercy? Can you just help me and bring breakthrough? And God is saying, all right, now let me open your eyes. And you are not willing to see. Why? Because you believe that the answer is somebody asking you to send your account number. Is that true? Call unto me. I will answer you and show you. There are things you do not know. Show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. You have been going around here, but you do not know they exist. So when I answer you, I'm going to open your eyes, give you understanding, give you light, give you access. Can you pray in 1 minute? Say, Lord, please open my eyes. This was the first prayer Paul started praying for the Ephesian church. The moment he heard of their love for God, he started praying that the eyes of their understanding be enlightened, that they might know the things that are freely given. Everything in this kingdom works by light. Are you praying? Faith works by light. Favor works by light. Increase works by light. Power comes by light. Sharata palaka sata balatai. Karante skofelanta priyakatela. Sheke pereke pelaka parata da 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 da. Open my eyes. Hallelujah. Oh, it should be a very serious prayer. That when you see people commanding results, when you see people doing great things, there is something their eyes have been opened to. There is something they are seeing beyond the letters. Everybody can come and stand by this keyboard and see this note, but it takes someone that can see beyond the black note. Is that it? That's what it takes to play it. You can come and stand here, you have eyes and you are looking, or you play. It takes beyond seeing with the natural eyes. It's like opening your Bible and you keep reading, but you are not seeing anything. Meanwhile, there are people who read the same Bible. While they are talking, you are like, my God, is it the same Bible this guy read? Why does it look like my own case is different? That's light. All of you are preparing for exam. Everybody is reading. And yet there is someone complaining, I am scared, I don't understand. But are you not reading? It's beyond seeing the letters. It's beyond seeing the notes. There is something that must happen to you to see beyond the written notes. Believe me, when that happens to you, there is a rejoicing that comes from inside. Oh yes, believe me, understanding also produces joy. Mediocrity can also be a product of ignorance. Understanding. Listen, I stopped desiring the result of people. Instead, I started desiring their level of understanding. Lord, show me what you showed him. Show me what you showed her. That is something he knows that I know I don't know. So instead of envying the result and desiring it and killing myself, let me go for what he knows. Because you see, when it has to do with the realm of light, it doesn't regard anybody. Whoever have access to that light attract the same result. The same result, regardless your tribe and where you are coming from. It was Pastor Chris that said many years back, he used to pray and say, Lord, increase our church. Lord, we need to. And later he realized that God only bring increase based on the level of the knowledge of the man of God. Wow, this is surprising now. So that if God gives you 1,000 people, the light you have is for 1,000 people. If you see 300 people, it means the understanding you have can only feed and sponsor how many people? That God cannot give you beyond your level of I know you might sit back and think you know so much until things start happening around you and you will know how ignorant you really are. So you had to start going for knowledge instead of craving and desiring all kinds of things just in ignorance. Let me show you seven things light does to a believer. Hora kapashata. Let there be light, light, light. 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 You can be in a service like this while you are listening to the word of God, and God will tell you the next step to take. And believe me, that can end poverty. Are you aware? Yes, sir. It has happened to a couple of people here. While you sit in service like every other person, the next thing, God just drops a word, open your eyes, and does it. Does it. Can you dim these lights a little? That number one, we reign by light. You want to reign in life? We reign by light. This is the first thing light will do to you as a believer. It helps you reign. We reign by light in this kingdom. Genesis 1:14. We'll read through 16. Genesis 1:14 through 16. And God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. And let them be for light in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. Then look at verse 16. And God made two great light. Look at this. He made two great light. The greater light to rule when? In the day. And the lesser light to rule where? So depending on your level of light, you will be kept in a location. That it is your level of light that look for a place for you in this life. Your degree of light will allocate an environment for you. You see, you know that in every area there is usually a GRE. Is that it? Government reserved area. What they are telling you is that there is something you need to have to live in this environment. Light also decide where you live. Light decide where you stay. That you are in charge to the degree to which you are in light. Your being in charge is determined by the degree of light you have. He made two great light, and the greater light was given the day. You are bright enough so you can take the day. Now you are not so bright. Let's give you the night. Whatever you want to do, do with the night. But that the greater light was allocated for the day. You are in charge to the degree to which you are in light. I want to be in charge. I want to reign. I want to dominate. I want to, of course, the word dominion is also kingdom. I will explain tomorrow. I want to dominate. I want to rise beyond and above the normal level in life. Believe me, it is determined by light. It is. Dominion is tied to light. Many believers are still oppressed. Even though prayerful, can I tell you the way out? Shout light. As simple as that. As simple as that. I've told a couple of people, listen, when you pray for people who always have dreams, let's say you have dreams of eating, dreams of all of these kind of dreams that you don't want. You see yourself back wearing Shodnika, do you understand? Going back to now, they are all not good dreams. You are not supposed to have all of those kind of dreams. But listen, even if deliverance is conducted on you and they stop, if you go back and still live in ignorance, it will come back. I guarantee you. Jesus himself told us it can come back. Do you understand? He said, if you cast out a demon from a person and allow the person to go and nothing is done to that person, those demons are going to come back. So do you know how you grow out of those things? You grow out of them by light. I'm telling you, one day, even me used to eat in dreams. Have I not told you? I used to eat in dreams. 200 level, almost every night. I won't know who brought the food. I only see myself eating. Until God opened my eyes. And look at what I told the devil that night. I said, this is the last time you bring food without drinks. Yes. Yes. This is the, let this be the last night you bring food. You give people food in your house without drinks. Ensure you add a bottle of Coke or something to it. And can I tell you, that was the last night. That was the last night. You see, when the devil knows that you now know, they will avoid you. They will avoid you. Deliverance is preserved by light. Whatever it is God has done for you is preserved by light. There must be a body of knowledge that guides what God has done. So I'm having all kinds of dreams. Don't worry, keep growing. You are sitting in this meeting now. Light is entering into your spirit. Very soon you will go back home and those demonic spirits will come again and they can't come near you because there is a body of, even when you are sleeping, that light keeps speaking. Oh yes, that's how it is in the realm of the spirit, that you don't even have to talk. You will just get it. The moment you get it, you can even sleep in the night without praying and the demons still know how to respect the boundaries. You are in charge by light. So keep, don't just pray. Ensure you are praying based on light. I know that a lot of us pray and it's important. We teach on prayer. I'm going to talk on that. But that, see, your prayers are more effective when they are sponsored by light. Most effective when they are sponsored by an understanding. So light helps us to be in charge. In charge of our world. In charge of our territory. I've not shared this testimony. Let me share it here. When First Lady was pregnant, I think it was just 2 or 1 month, I came back one morning from Kingdom Advancement Prayer. And she told me she's seeing blood. I was on a fast. I said, you're seeing blood? Let's go and drink tea. Do you understand? Let's go and drink what? We drank tea. And that was the end of it. That one was light. What did I call it? Light. I said, I'm not even fasting today. Let's drink tea. There is a body of knowledge. And this is very, very important. Very important. Keep building. Keep growing. You will enter a season of your life. There are things you can't pray about. No. You will see it and say, Satan, you came too late. There is something. I've told you before, we bind the devil by light also. It's not just by prayer. We also bind him by light. This is why Paul will keep praying for believers. Let the eyes of your understanding be open. This thing is first about your eyes seeing something. Let them be open. See it. Light. Number 2. Decrees and declarations are sponsored by light in this kingdom. Decrees and declarations are sponsored by light. When you want to start talking, ensure that light is the one talking through you. Decrees, declarations are sponsored by light in this kingdom. So we make decrees by light. Genesis 1, God said, let there be light, and there was light. And whatever he now called into being had to respond because there was light. Look at the book of Job 22 and verse 28. I will never settle for less. know there's more that's found in you. As you are saying that, do you really have a basis for that confession? There has to be a basis. Why? Because the path of the just is as a shining light. It shines brighter and brighter. That's why I can't settle. There should be a basis for every declaration. If you just sit back and make declaration blindly, can I surprise you? It might not happen. And even if it happens, let me tell you, it was the mercy of God that intervened. But for you to have consistent result, it takes light. Look at Job. The Bible tells us that thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be what? Established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. So when you make decrees and light does not go ahead of you, it won't happen. You will decree a thing, and it shall be established on account of light that goes ahead of you. I can't be poor, says who? There are people that made such bold declarations and decrees and still ended poor. I can't die young, says who? Is there a body of knowledge sponsoring what you are saying? Or you are just saying it because you are used to Christian vocabularies? See, don't be a church person that have church English without church light. Believe me, because there are a lot of believers like that. When they talk, you are seeing a very charismatic, sound person. But the moment something happens, you will know that there is no light at all. I refuse to be in church talking like a church person, sounding like a church person, but I do not have the requisite light. We make decrees in this kingdom by, you see, some of you might have to be provoked. Go back and look for 5 scriptures that has to do with your health. You don't live like that. Do you have any scripture that guides your finances? Because when you shout, I cannot be poor, the realm of the spirit will ask you, says who? And you don't just quote the scripture blindly. It has to be something that have entered into your spirit. This is how we rise, oh brother. Those scriptures you are seeing and quoting, let it not just be a memory verse. Let it be light in your memory. Let it sit in your spirit. We make decrees by light. I've told you a story of one of our dear ladies in Kefi, Love by name. She came to me last year. Was it last year? I think so. And we had closed the meeting for the year. That was the last service. She came and told me that the exam is starting on 4th of January. And then I attended lectures, did matriculation, but I'm not admitted. I kept attending lectures. This is my 7th year without admission. I looked at her with tears and I asked her, my dear, what's your name? She said, my name is Love. I told her, Love faileth not. I mean, the word came out immediately I heard. You see, be loaded with light, oh. Because you might not know when the challenge will greet you. For if the strong man knows when the robbers will come, the Bible says he will fortify his house. Believe me, you need to get prepared before the problem comes. The moment she said my name was Love, I told her, the Bible said love faileth not. So I admit you now in the name of Jesus. She said, daddy, you don't understand. I mean, I have attended lectures. Exam is 4th of January. We are going home December. There is no admission. And they have closed every list, both the VC list. Everything is out. So I am troubled. I'm going home troubled with tears. I told her again, what's your name? She said, Love. I say, I admit you now. Because love faileth. It's in your Bible. She went with tears and said, thank you, daddy, I believe, and left. 27th December, around 7-8 p.m., I saw a text from Love. He said, daddy, thank you, I've been admitted. It is surprising and shocking. I just received a message now, and the message came from JAM directly. Question, do JAM people work on 27th and even at night? It was not JAM that gave the admission. It was light that gave the admission. It was light. We make decrees by light. A lady came and met me here. I think she's one of us here. After service, she said they have shortlisted 26 people in my office. Already I've been told, I saw my name among the 26. As I am going to that office on Monday, tomorrow, I am leaving the office because I saw my name by weekend. I am just going to be relieved. And I don't think anything can be done. I just came. I don't know. I held her hand. I said, minus one. You are exempted. And guess what? She went back the following day. 25 people relieved. Only her returned. Light. We make decrees by light, not by lies. I'm telling you. When you say it, ensure you are not just blabbing because you have a mouth and a tongue. Ensure there is an understanding sponsoring what you are saying. In this kingdom, that's how we rise. Even God, everything he called into being only responded because light was there. So the Bible says you will make decrees and declarations and they will happen because light is on your ways, highways. You see, at times it's not by the shout and the volume of your voice. Mm-mm. If it was by shout and the volume of your voice, our daddy Gio. Huh? No, because I'm already sweating. You know daddy cannot sweat. He will just come and say, let somebody shout hallelujah. Then the whole place will roar. Let somebody shout hallelujah. And that's how he will talk. He preaches at ease in Zion. And you that is shouting and terrorizing Zion don't have the results. Aha. Uh-huh. Because it's not by disturbing and shouting everywhere. No. There is something that sponsors it. So he will just stand and say, daddy just told me now that there are 25 barren women that are coming back with their children next year. And you think it's a joke. You come back for the next Holy Ghost convention, you will see more than 25 line up because other people will connect by faith and say, even if I'm not among the 25, provided it came from your mouth, I know that the word of God from your mouth cannot fall. So you will see line up. Light. Light. It's not because he's older than you. It's because he has more light. As simple as that. More light. Is somebody desiring this light at all? Because you have to desire it. Oh, I'm telling you, even in your daily walk, you will see instances where you have to stand and challenge certain things. And if you don't have light, you will just make noise and the challenges will still be looking at you. Keep growing in light. I'm insisting. I can't remain at this level of understanding. Because you see, whatever stand and keep challenging you already is a proof. I know here and there we can insist until we see result. But do you know you can come to a point if you truly are growing, in few years you will stand before that same kind of challenge. And even without talking. Number three. We make progress by light. These are the things that light helps a believer do and become. We make progress by light. Meaning advancement and transitions are only possible by light. That's what I'm saying. Meaning advancement, transitions, moving from one level of result, one level of light to another is dependent on light. Exodus 10, 21. Look up. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thine hand towards heaven, and there that there might be darkness over the land of Egypt. And then even darkness, which might be, it was so thick that people could feel it. Next verse. And Moses stretched forth his hand towards heaven, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. Look at the next verse. And they saw not one another. When you live in ignorance, you won't see opportunities. Neither rose anyone from his place for how many days? For their own way, 3 days. Do you know somebody's own can be 3 years? I mean, the Bible said that nobody rose from his place. They were grounded. Everybody remained in a position for 3 days because there was darkness. There was no light. But for the children of Israel, they had light. You see, their own was 3 days. But understand what I'm saying, that somebody's own can be 10 years. that so long as there is no light around your life and dwelling, you can be there for 20 years. You can be there for 25 years. This thing is not a respecter of person. You can be there for even 30 years. There are people that even die without getting the result. Theirs was for 3 days. Because darkness was upon them that they could not even see each other. So how do you move? That's exactly what ignorance is. The absence of light. You will look like you are making progress, but you're only going around a circle. You will turn at the turn of the year and realize that nothing really changed. You only became older. Nobody moved because there was darkness. Was it not Paul that said in Revelation, Galatians 2 verse 2, that I went up, I rose, I make progress by light. The children of Israel in Exodus 13 from verse 20, the Bible said they moved by day and by night. And the reason that their movement was not impeded was because light, look at this, and they took their journey from Succoth and encamped in Etam and in the edge of the wilderness. Look at the next verse. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud and led them the way. To lead them the way, and then by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and by night, meaning progress was happening always. 22. And he took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night before his people, so that they can keep moving. So he had to keep that light constantly. And this applies to you, that if you want to keep making progress daily, go for light every day. No day shall pass without you adding something to your spirit. They moved by day, so night was not a limitation. While others were sleeping, they were making progress. And do you know God can so bless your mind with an idea that while others are sleeping, money is entering your account, even when you are sleeping too? They made progress. Time, darkness was not, it was not even a factor. Whether by day, by night, they kept moving. Number 4. Similar to the one we just saw now. We rise in life by light. And like I said earlier, not by lies. Huh? You can sugarcoat and lie and cheat and do all of this thing. Brother, it's just for a while. Somebody smarter than you will cheat you one day. Is that it? Yes. So you went and duped somebody and collected everything they had. It's just a matter of time. Somebody smarter than you will also come and collect everything. My father used to gist us one story, and I think it was a life story. One man in one of these villages went to steal yams. So he will go and dig the yam from somebody's farm and go to somewhere to hide. So he will go again. So while he goes to dig and keep, somebody was also watching. The person will go and pick it from where he kept it. Do you understand the story? He is the first hand thief now. First hand thief. He will go and dig the yams, carry them, hide them somewhere. Then somebody who is watching, a smarter thief, thief number two, will go and carry it from where he dropped it to another location. So he will come back and say, who is doing this kind of thing to me? And then he will go again and bring and keep. The person who he was like, who is stealing what I'm bringing? No, who is stealing what you are stealing? It should be, who is stealing what I'm stealing? Hallelujah. We rise in life by light, not by lies. Isaiah 60, where Prince read earlier. Oh, Rakatiki Lavasata. From verse 1. Arise, shine, because you are a graduate. Arise, shine, because you are in Nigeria. In fact, that even makes it worse. Arise, shine, because you moved to Canada. Is that what the Bible is saying? Arise, shine, for light has come. That's what makes the difference. All of us graduated, but certain people graduated with light. Some graduated with education. Some graduated with revelation. Do you understand? You can choose it that way. Many of us graduated from school not just with education. For me, I didn't graduate with just education. I graduated with both education and revelation. So arise, shine, for light has come. Arise, shine. Arise, become relevant. Leave your present level to another level, because light has come, and that the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Next verse. Let's read 3 verses. Then he said, for behold, there will come a time where everybody will go through something. Chaos will hit the earth and gross darkness the people. But for you, the Bible said, the glory of the Lord shall be risen and seen even upon you. And on account of that, look at this. Gentiles shall now come to who? To your light and to the brightness of your rising. Their kings will come. This is very important, that you will attract people to the degree of the light you have. Where they call you to come to can be depend and always dependent on your level of light. There are places you will never enter until you grow in revelation. Are you aware? Believe it. Believe it. Everybody can be making noise, especially in this our world now. Every man of God, everybody can just be shouting online. Let me tell you, people are not stupid. Before anybody invites you, they should have gone through and across everything you are doing to even find out if you're a very stupid person, or you are a very wise person, or you are pretending to be what you are not. People are not stupid, believe me. So it's only the degree of light you have that creates that platform for you. And do you know you can so get that light, whether people don't like you, they will still come for you. Believe it. So this issue, this is why I've said it. When you see men of God saying, invite me, do you know what I carry? It's a proof you don't carry anything. If you are telling us, do we know? We don't know. No, we don't know, and we don't want to know. Because you see, light has a way of announcing itself. Naturally, naturally. Arise, shine, for light has come. Then he said, they are kings. And that scripture is interesting. I will talk about a lot of things tomorrow morning. Listen carefully. The Bible did not say they are coming to you. What are they coming to? To your light. That people might not like you, but please get something that they like. Ensure that you make yourself indispensable. And let me tell you this. If you think everybody is going to like you in this life, you are making a big mistake. Because there are some of you, little thing can make you cry. Somebody just telling you, I don't like your weave on, can make you go back home this night and not come for service tomorrow. Some of you are like that. Too emotional. That kind of chicken-heartedness. You won't rise like that. Oh, no way. Somebody tell you, I don't like your shoe. What's your business? Is it the shoe you are looking at in my face? The Bible did not say they are coming to you. He said they are coming to your light. You know what that means? That you can have something that will make people look for you even when they don't want to come. I don't like you, but there is something you have. We can't do without you. I can't do without you. May that become my life. Oh, look at the life of Jesus. The disciple told him, all men are looking for you, including those that wanted to kill him. We are looking for him. Is it not in your Bible? The book of Luke 5, I think verse 17. When Jesus saw that guy who was dropped, I think that's the guy that they dropped from the rooftop. And Jesus looked at him and said, if you read downward, thy sins are forgiven. And then the Bible says, the people that were there said, who are you to forgive sin? And problem started from there. But remember, when these guys were bringing their friend that was sick, the Bible said there was no road to come into that hall. Is that it? The place was jam-packed. They had to go on the rooftop to tear it up, to drop the man at the front of Jesus. It's like trying to come in here and there is no way because of the crowd. Then people will climb on top, open this place and drop the sick person. And Jesus looked at their face and said, Kai, your faith is too much. Young man, rise up, your sins are forgiven. And the Pharisees that were at the front row, you are not the one, it's just example. Do you understand? They were not happy. I have a question. They started having problem with Jesus there and then. Meaning they didn't like Jesus, but they came to service on time. No, can you imagine? They didn't like to Jesus, but they had to come to service. Because the way Jesus talked, you want to hear. Was there no time they sent some men to go and arrest Jesus? When they came, they were confused looking at Jesus and listening. They went back without arresting him. They said, see, We didn't arrest him. They asked them why. He said, we've never heard a man talk like that. They were telling those who sent them to arrest, we've never heard a man talk like that. And the man said, are you also becoming his disciple? He said, if one who can become his, that guy is too smart. There is something in him we can't deny. Your life can become like that. Because in this life, why will they like you? What do you have? Everybody wants to be liked. Have something. So all of this going around, people don't like me, they talk about me, that's nonsense. People will always talk about you. Who are you? Why wouldn't they talk? Have something that will compel them into your life. So that even after gossiping you, they will still come and say, God bless you, sir. We have come. Do you understand? No, that's it. After gossiping and bad-mouthing you, when they see you come, they say, we honor you, ma. God bless you, mama. God bless you, sir. Because they can't do otherwise. There is something in you. That's how you should live. Instead of going and worrying, look for light. Keep rising. Keep rising. We rise by light. Arise, shine. For light has come. Look at Matthew 4:16. Oh, the miracle always starts with light. The people which sat in darkness have seen the great light. It starts with seeing light, I'm telling you. And to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, had light sprung up. The miracle starts by light. Can you even give us the last verse of Isaiah 60? The Bible said, the little one shall become a thousand, and it will all happen by what? Light. I know you are little today. I know it looks like you are living in the shadow of death. You are living from hand to mouth, but don't worry. You just keep going for insight, understanding. One day, the little shall become, and a small one shall become a strong nation. Then he said, I, the Lord, will hasten it. Oh, I have light. Number 5, we command restoration by light. You see, all of these things, you have to take notes. They happen by light. If anything, let me allow you finish writing and look up. Let me tell you something. dear Jesus, your life can't be the same after this conference. So I'm telling you, something is entering your spirit. When you live here, you will find out that you are thinking at another height, another level. Look up. Whatever leaves your hand doesn't leave the earth. Do you hear what I just said? The phone that left, you missed the phone. Abi, the phone got missing. Whichever way, whether the phone, it didn't leave the earth. It only left your hands. And there is something you can know that will make that phone return back to you. It didn't leave the earth. It only left your hands. Believe what I'm telling you now. So when anything leaves your hand, let me show you this. It's either in a location or in the hands of a person. Period. You will find it either in a location somewhere kept or in the hands of someone. So by light, you can find a way to renavigate that thing until it enters your hands again. That we command restoration by light. Let me show you a scripture. Powerful scripture. Luke 15 and verse 8. A woman who had 10 coins, one of it was missing. Look at how the restoration happened. Everything that was lost shall be restored unto you, and everything that was taken shall be returned unto you. I'm prophesying to 14 people. Listen, God is restoring you to a place of financial fortune. And listen, not just restoration, but you will glide and go above where you used to be. There is a supernatural restoration of finances happening. Help the person there. A supernatural restoration of finances in the name of the Lord Jesus. You lost your job, there is a greater opportunity coming in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Please be seated. Put up the scripture. The Bible said this woman had 10 pieces of silver and she lost one piece. And the first thing she did was not to go after the one that was missing. What did she look for? Light. She lighted a candle because she knew that it was still, that thing that left her was still on the earth. It had not left to heaven. It was still on the earth. So she started sweeping diligently because it was on the earth. It didn't leave the earth. So whatever left your hand is still on earth. All you need to have it come back to you is to look for light. Don't go looking for it. Look for light. When things leave your hands, there is something superior that made it leave your hand. So if you want to have it come back, look for something superior. Light. It was still on earth. It's just that she didn't know which location. So she had to look for light. And she started sweeping. 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 You know what that means? Buy a book on finance. Sweeping. Sit down. You are studying. Buy a book on the anointing. You are sweeping. Buy Good Morning Holy Spirit. You are sweeping. As you are reading, you are looking for what is lost. Buy The Anointing by Benny Hinn. You are looking for something. Buy books by Bishop David Oedipo. As you are reading, you are sweeping. There is something you are looking for. It's on the earth. It's on the earth. Please help them. It's on the earth. Look for it. Restoration happens by light. Korataka fasata. Believe what I'm telling you. Listen. If it leaves your hand and stay out too long, it means you are not doing anything. It means you're not doing anything. The anointing can be restored. Believe me. For a while, you were not seeing certain manifestation. How about going diligently to search? Sit down with the book of Acts. Acts chapter 1 till 28, the last. And every day you are fasting and praying for 3 hours. And you are reading from chapter 1, chapter 2. Believe me, before you finish chapter 28, something will rise from your inside. Light. Light. You can call it back by light. You can call it back by light. Don't just stand and you are talking like that. No. Look for light. I lost 50,000 naira and you are depressed for 3 months. No, sir. No, sir. 50,000 was lost in the investment. Can you gather yourself back? Can you bring yourself together and go for higher levels of light? Go for higher levels of light. That is how strong men live. Listen, Jesus himself was the one saying, a woman lost something. So if you lose something, it's not strange. But what you do after losing that thing matters. It matters. You shouldn't lose anything and you go crying, depressed, worried. No, sir. No, sir. The moment it is gone, gather materials. There is something I didn't know. That's why this thing left me. Start studying. Start praying. Lord, open my eyes. Higher levels of understanding. Then you watch and see. Listen, if you tried it and it didn't work, you did not fail. You only saw another way in which that thing cannot work. There can be another way out. Sit down diligently. Study. 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 Anytime you notice something has left you, the way out is light. It can come back. If it's in the hands of somebody, they will look for you. Believe me, they will look for you. It's like working and then people refuse to pay you. 6 months, 10 months, 1 year, I worked and they did not pay me. Sit down with scriptures. Then you will come across the laborer is worthy of his wages. Sit on that scripture and insist. Barate ketila. My Bible tells me that the laborer is worthy of his wages. Barate la kaska. Let me tell you, you might not have to call that person again. One day he will carry his phone and call you in a hurry. Can you send your account number? Help her. Just send it. I want you to free. Listen. How many of you were in church 2 weeks? Was it 2 weeks when that lady shared her testimony here? Of working for a company and they were owing her in 6 zeros. Was it last week or 2 weeks back? Last week, 2 weeks back. She sent me a text. I worked for them. I did well, but they have been owing me closely 2 million naira and they don't want to pay. They don't even want to pick my call. I told her, no way. My Bible says the laborer is worthy of his wages. I told her, forget, they will call you. It was just the following day. They called and said, send your account number. Send it. As if somebody is pressuring them. Light. Light. Restoration is possible on the strength. Whatever has left you, I stand by this apostolic grace and by this prophetic mantle, and I call back that possibility now. I call back that favor now. I call back that possibility now. Listen, it could be fruitful relationships. You realize that all of a sudden, when you call, they don't pick your call again. Barate ketala, arus kepri lakate, lakata. There might be client. I decree in the name of Jesus, restoration of relationships. Hallelujah. Please be seated. It can be restored. Believe what I'm telling you. Oh, I can't share testimonies with you. And I've seen this work strangely. One time, I think it was one of our dear ladies here that sent one lady a text somewhere. And she dropped me a text. After introduction, the man stopped picking her calls. And I think it was getting to 4, 5, 6, 8 months. They have done introduction. Few months to wedding, the man is no longer responding, and she sent a text. I said, no, he's going to call you in the name. Relationships can be restored, oh brother. It's not everybody that lives your life that is supposed to go like that. There are people that live, their time to go was not yet done, and if they leave before their time is done, I'm telling you, you will pay for it, you will suffer it. There are people God strategically sent into your life for a reason, and if their time to go has not come, let them not leave. The moment she read my text, the following day, I believe the man called her. And she was surprised. So what happened? He said, I made one investment somewhere and I lost a lot of money. Is that why you didn't call me? We are supposed to get married. Who is supposed to encourage you? It was beyond losing money. It was beyond losing money, brother. It was a mystery in the spirit, and it was light that called back that relationship. Light. Light. Everything that was lost is returned unto you. Everything that was stolen is returned unto you. There are families that a lot of things have been taken from you. You have lost a lot of things. I'm prophesying restoration, 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 restoration. Everything that was stolen is returned unto you. Everything that was taken is returned unto you. Abarakama satai. Please be seated. Two more and then we pray and close. We stay on fire by light. Huh? Your spiritual life stays on fire by light. All of this, you are up today, tomorrow you are down, you are all of, believe me, you cure it by light. Ask our spiritual fathers what has kept them for decades, 40 years, 50 years. Some of our biological parents have been in the faith. They have never even contemplated backsliding yet. Consistently loving Jesus is an understanding they have about God. It's not just because they were born into Christian family. Right now, you see a young person, today you feel like being in church, tomorrow you don't feel like. I mean, it's just doing you in and out. It's the absence of light. There is something about God you don't know. That's why all of that vacillation is happening. There is something you can know about God, and you become like David. I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. When we see that level of laxity and vacillation, it is traceable to a... Do you know that our fathers of faith usually will organize a meeting for 60 days? No, you've read the Ghost Generals. They will organize a conference for 90 days. And people are going to church every day, no complaint. Now let's stretch a meeting for 1 week. Young people will be looking at time. Young people will be thinking all kinds of things. A proof that we yet there is something about the God we serve that we don't understand. We yet don't understand. What was it that they knew that for 90 days, people, intelligent people will come and sit down? And they are listening to the word of God. And most time, Kenneth E. Hagin will teach on one scripture, Mark 11. Faith comes and he keeps teaching faith again and again. 60 days, one scripture. Some of you, if I do that now, you will think it's a lack of revelation. Apostle taught us yesterday, he's repeating the same thing. The man taught the same thing and the people were not tired. The crowd kept increasing day by day. What is wrong with our generation? The Bible tells us of John the Baptist. John 5:35, that he was a burning and a shining light. So he was two things together. For he was a burning and a shining light. So he was on fire because light was present. On fire for God because light was present. The disciples said, we will not give ourselves to serving tables. And that's exactly what we do today. But we will give ourselves to the ministry of the word and prayer. This is the tool that keeps you on fire for God. Don't just say, I'm praying. You will keep praying and praying and you are not studying the word of God. You will soon get tired. I guarantee you. You will soon get tired. What sponsors an effective prayer life is revelation. You know I pray. But I'm telling you how it works. You have to balance it. There should be time you sit with the word of God for hours. Just like you pray for hours. There should be time you sit with scriptures for hours. There should be time you are listening to a teaching like this and you are praying in tongues. You are just listening. It's getting into your spirit. The same energy you get by intercoursing with scriptures is the same energy you get in the place of prayer. Believe what I'm telling you. No principle of the kingdom was supposed to replace each other. They were supposed to complement themselves. So you don't drop one and carry the other. No. The Bible says, I will give you the keys of the kingdom. Not the key, the keys of the kingdom. You have to look for all of them. You stay on fire by light. So that when discouragement comes, it comes to meet the light of scripture. Because do you know that at times you can be discouraged and you don't want to pray? Fortify yourself with scriptures. And finally we'll pray. Oh, I love this. Light is a weapon of warfare, so we fight by light. In this kingdom, we fight by light. Not by knives. Not by weapons of the world. We fight by light. Baranteleski freyatakash, jontem freliska, zelentoriski filakradish, ampro laten tonglas givia, japro teliga, nangonden visa, lakroski vilashka, nemprelu fraliske vilash, antambroske filakradiskia. Lantambro kapala jarilos gafiani brentendons givila shabre tekilaza nantora vrelizaka yendala rus kafila nahadishke jorila vram pro lantembreskia ana la soko parala vrizigizibila. Some of us are growing out of certain limitations tonight. Lenton glass safriata lish cabroya menuns kafala brete kilash arola kapara late graten bila nen konton banden vin lanzobraya
Arile soka parale kedesh. Abronte vila bratendos kava barali eketina. Mentembre likandon zombra liga. Garaka bayokuta filasa. Arila prantonda freskila. Nentembre asko sofilate. Nendendioza brandem vrilasa. Mambro late kevrilashata. Arolata bandeliza vratekila. Yentembre ziga shalate. Arula fratekila skia. Reloko sofalida brahatekezga. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We fight by light. You heard the testimony of the young man yesterday. He had to go and gather scripture. My sister must be married. That devil that comes to warn the man, enough of nonsense. Are you seeing it? We fight by light. By light. For many of you, like I said earlier, your assignment after this first session is to go and sit down, line up scriptures in every area of your life. Don't be vulnerable. Don't live like that. Line up scriptures around my health, around my finance, around my family's preservation, around this and that. I mean, you are guarded by mysteries. Guarded by mysteries. A little touch here, you will just release one scripture. Coming from the bowels of your spirit. Not just rehearsing memory verse. I mean, coming from your spirit. So many of us are already behind time. It will take warfare to catch up. Believe me, it will take warfare to catch up. You think it's a joke? What delayed your elder brother? You think your elder brother is not smart? Or you think he's a dummy? You've lived in that same house with him. You know how hardworking he is. You think things just happened like that? And maybe you even know that he prays. So you are now asking, what next? What else? I'm showing you now. Light next. Light next. Romans 13, 12. Light next. Powerful scripture. The night is far spent, meaning you are behind schedule. Let somebody get provoked by this scripture. That the night is fast. There is no time for nonsense. There is no time for delay. There is no time for procrastination. The night is far spent. I'm already 32. I'm already 35. The night is far spent. And the day is at hand. I'm about to enter a season. And it looks like I do not have the requisite result. The night, far spent. Let us therefore cast out the works of darkness. We have been treading in ignorance. He said, sit up. Send away darkness from your life. And let us put on the armor of paratekesilata. That light is an armor. When I saw this scripture, I jumped up some years back praying in tongues. That light is a weapon, is an armor. And you engage this weapon when you are behind schedule. You are checking your age. You are checking the result. The two are not tallying. Pratekoso pratica. Put on the armor of light. That when you stand to pray and make declaration, you are not just blabbing. These scriptures are coming from the bowels of your spirit. Lento rasca frata. Satisfy me early, O God. Relasam proteca. I refuse to be delayed in life. Bratekos koparata. And you are praying. Scriptures are welling up. Maybe it's for your family. You can notice outright delay. You can notice things have not been working. You are the priest. Can you stand? I stand as a priest and I make declaration like the hand of God came on Elijah and he ran into Jezreel. I command speed. Lara kapa shataba. Shola prefeke sibelataya. Rela sasa bako porota palahata. Jempre la crosco parala tapaya. Yempera la saka paroto pelekata.
Hallelujah. And I will restore the years. You stand as scriptures are coming, and you are making declarations and insisting by light. I refuse to be delayed. I refuse to remain here. Hallelujah. I've shown you this scripture before. Let me give it to us and we pray. Ephesians 6 from verse 10. Finally, brethren, listen, let me even give us a little background. I've told you before, the book of Ephesians is a very balanced book. The first three verses, if you read it and remain there, you might think there is nothing else that needs to be done, because it shows you that everything has been given. You are blessed with all spiritual blessings. You are seated with Christ far above principalities. Principalities and powers are under your feet. I mean, it will show you who you are in Christ. Now, if you jump into chapter 3 to the 10th verse or 9th verse of chapter 6, it tells you what you are supposed to do on account of what has been done for you. That you are not supposed to fold your hands and sit like that. On account of what has been done, there is a responsibility for every believer. However, the moment you jump into verse 10 of chapter 6, he even tells you that there is a warfare dimension. Although everything has been done, but that you will still have to enforce your victory. And you enforce your victory by light. Everybody shout light. You enforce your victory by light. So that warfare in Ephesians 6 is not a warfare of English. It's the warfare of light. You fight based on an understanding of what Christ has done. This is why he put the first three verses before this one. So that you must have come across the three verses. You are familiar with what Christ has done for you. So you are fighting based on what has been done. And you will be quoting what has been done for you. Is somebody understanding what I'm teaching? If you go and you are about to start fighting chapter 6 battle without an understanding of chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, it's like fighting empty-handed. There must be weapons in your quiver. So the moment you get into chapter 6 and you get into verse 10, it introduces warfare, but that this warfare is based on an understanding. He said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Next verse. Then he said, put on the whole armor of God. I just showed you that light is also an armor now. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye might be able to stand against the strategies, the wiles of the devil. Now he said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world. Stop there. Listen, I've told you, please pay attention again, that the assignment of the rulers of darkness is not to kill you. The assignment of the rulers of darkness is not to destroy your business. The assignment of the rulers of darkness is to ensure you don't see light. You know why? Because they are empowered by your darkness, by your ignorance. That the moment a believer is in ignorance, they are empowered. They rule when darkness is present. So they will do everything possible to ensure that your eyes don't see. You can be reading but don't see. You can be in church but don't hear what they are saying. You can be in church but don't understand what they are preaching. The assignment is to ensure that you remain in darkness. Because so long as you are in darkness, they are in charge. So long as you are in ignorance, they are in charge. So they rule when darkness is present. They rule when there is something you don't know. They are called rulers of darkness. The moment light show up, they are out. You don't have to bind them. Are you seeing how it works now? You don't have to say, okay, in the name of Jesus, I cast out the rulers of darkness. No, sir. What you use in casting them out is what? Light, period. So that you don't pray funny prayers. There are things you don't pray about. The moment you get light, I've given this instance. It's like reading for an exam. When you don't understand what you are reading, you are scared of the exam. Is that it? The moment understanding comes, you are ready. I mean, fear goes immediately. You don't have to rebuke fear again. This is how we live. So we bind the devil by prayer and by light. There are things you know. Imagine a alien casting out a demon by introducing himself. People have been casting out that demon from morning. Later in the evening, he comes to meet them and he said, "What are they doing?" He was even eating banana. "What are they doing?" They say, "We are trying to cast out this demon from morning. Until now, the demon is not going." He just goes around the demon possessed and introduces himself. "I am AA alien." And he leaves. The moment he's walking away, the demons check out. People have been trying to cast out the same demon from morning till evening. The demon refused going. A man comes to introduce. You think he just introduced himself? He introduced light. We fight by light. We fight by light. We fight by light. You are challenging the devil to let go, maybe of a family member. What are the scriptures you are quoting? Even the lawful captives will be delivered. Do you know those scriptures? There are things you need to know. There are things you need to say. You don't just go blindly and you are talking. No. Equip yourself with light. The armor of light. Can you pray in tongues for 1 minute? Barakatakapai. Inside, outside, pray. Streaming online, pray. Lakambarosa Vilash. Arakapa lakaparosko peleketefa. Barakapa lakaparatabalata. Jurambra lekeperakaparosko peleketa. Paros coparele fetai, Juraca papala cafeta catibela, Antembrus cofa gabarata, Le caperoco soparata palata, Choco toparata palata bas. Kaya la kaparaka pasolo parata baba. Shila kapela kaparata baba 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 baba. Shula kaparaka. Loko paraka payata balata baba. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, one prayer and then we wrap up tonight. You're going to pray first to call back whatever has been lost. And number two, to pull down whatever has been standing between you and your next level. And look at how you're supposed to pray. Let me give you an understanding. Listen. Listen. Philippians 1 and verse 7. Paul said, "You are partakers of my grace." I want you to pray this way. "Lord, I stand as a benefactor of the grace of God in this house. I align to the grace that is at work in this house. And I decree that my job is restored. I decree that my finance is restored. I decree that this and that has stood before me crumble now. Let this give way. Let that give way." Can you pray just one prayer? We are wrapping up. Please pray. You have an understanding of what I've said. Pray. You are following online. Pray. You are outside. Pray. Oh, there are miracles happening. There are miracles happening. There are miracles happening. There are miracles happening. Shalanta parataka. I will not see embarrassment. I will not be frustrated. Shalanananananana. Every high thing must come down. Every
see broken. You wave a bit of ground. You overcome. You overcome. Every mountain must come down. Every stronghold shall be broken. Let walls crumble. Let the strong one who has battled. Let it fall to the ground.
Soparala Quantus Cobalate, Yam Perusca Fila Crata Cabalata, Maranta Lasso Sobella Cafilala, Manta Rusca Fila Crada Bacatia, Manta La Caparata Balata. Hallelujah. Jalana Makatai Jora la Fala Casaparataya Gentem Freluska Frilata Barata Antaruska Filata Briacata Balataya Antantomba Fila Soso Piralata Bai Relembra la Caposco Felata Parata Bai Yentem broskofi la kaparata balada da 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 da. Jela kafriolo sobarata balagatia. Nenteriska pa. Transitions are happening. 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 New levels of grace. New levels of light. Transitions are happening. Transitions are happening. Transitions are happening. Transitions are happening. I see a shift. I see a shift. I see a shift. I see a shift. Rakapalaka takaparata. Arata katakapalaka sobalata. Arambrekeskoparata. La rakaparata tokepalaka tapata. Shakatakarala fakatila. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift your hands. Just one prayer for us and we close for tonight. Believe me, a lot of transitions, a lot of shift. Lift your hands. Let me tell you what I'm seeing in my vision. Lift your hands and I'll pray. Lift your hands. Can you just be still? Listen. Shalom. Shalom. Listen. And this is already my prayer for you. The vision I'm seeing is already my prayer for you. I'm seeing a door, a very wide door. And I'm seeing light coming out of this door. Listen. And I'm seeing packages coming in the midst of the light. I'm seeing ideas. I'm seeing restoration. A lot of things are written on those packages coming out from that light of door. I'm seeing marriages. I'm seeing businesses. I'm seeing promotions. I'm seeing new estates, new ventures. I'm seeing a lot of things coming out of that door. I'm seeing creative ideas. And I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice. Whatever needs to happen to you by light, whether an idea, a relationship, a connection, a job, in the name of Jesus, let it enter your life now. 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 That whatever has been lost by light, let it be restored. Creative ideas by light. Wisdom is coming by light. Some of you are literally shifting, changing locations. Believe me, some of you are getting connected internationally. Believe it, believe it. Some of you, your little business is expanding. It will become a global brand. Whatever has stood before you on your next level, I stand as a priest over this house and I decree, let it fall before you like Dagon before the ark. I decree, let it fall before you like Dagon falling before the ark. Listen and listen clear. In the name of Jesus, whatever has intimidated you, whatever has frustrated you, by the apostolic grace and mantle, I decree that let it give way this night. Let it give way this night. Let it give way this night. I prophesy 24 hours miracle. 24 hours miracles. 24 hours miracles. 24 hours miracles. 24 hours interventions. 24 hours restoration. 24 hours miracle jobs. Between now and tomorrow evening, may something strategic happen to your life. May something strategic happen to your finances. May something strategic happen to your mind. May something strategic happen to your ministry. Oh, God is giving a lot of people creative ideas. You will end this year in wealth and influence. Wealth and influence. Wealth and influence. Above all, tonight I pray that from now, beyond reading, may God grant you access to light. Open your eyes to scriptures. Open your eyes to scriptures. Begin to speak to you from scriptures. The Rhema word of God. In the name of the Lord Jesus, may your ears be open to hear. May your eyes be open to see. From now I decree and declare that you are not an ignorant believer. You are empowered by light and revelation. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the next time you stand to make declarations, may you see instantaneous result. I'm releasing you tonight as king priest. You are going from here as a king priest. Whatever you decree, you see happen. Even over your family, you see happen. In the name of the Lord Jesus, whoever is owing you, whoever had need to release something to you, it also happened in 24 hours. Let there be pressure now. I pray for all those writing jam. This jam you are writing is bringing your admission. Believe it. This jam you are writing is bringing your admission. Whether you are standing for someone, I decree and declare that the waiting is over. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Has something happened to your spirit tonight? Let me make an altar call and then we close. You are here and you are saying, Apostle, I'm not born again. I've not given my heart to the Lord. Please, let's just stand. Movement minimized. You are saying, Apostle, I've heard the word of God. I need to even start by rededicating my life to Jesus or giving him my life. I want to give you an invitation. This is a believers conference. You are saying, I don't yet believe in Jesus. Or I want to rededicate my convictions. Come. I want to pray for you. Come. Take that bold step. Come. Come. You might be the only person. Maybe this is your first time. Don't be ashamed. Come. Or maybe you have been coming, but you've not thought to make and take this decision. I'm giving you an invitation now. Take that bold step. Come. Maybe you are coming from the overflow. Come. You are in Kefi campus. You are in the crowd. You are saying, Apostle, it's me you are talking to. The Lord is also talking to my heart now. Come out. I want to pray for you. Come. You are coming back home to the Lord. Do it joyfully. God bless you, my sister. Bless you, my brother. Don't be the last to arrive. Come. I'm waiting for you. Maybe you were just invited. Come. This is a family of love. We love you. We are glad you are here. Come. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. This conference was organized with you in mind. Come. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Take that bold step. Don't let the devil keep you back. Come. God bless you. Now, maybe you are following online and you need to make this decision. You will join us now to pray while I wait for the remaining people coming. Keep coming. See a lot of people coming from the overflow. Come. I have just one life to live, and it must glorify you. I am yours. Help her, help her. There's the presence of God all around here. And for all eternity, and I have just one life to live, and it must glorify you. I am yours, O Lord, Lord in time, and for all eternity. Bless your hand in your heart, brothers and sisters. I want you to pray this after me and mean it from the depth of your heart. Can you touch the lady under the anointing so that she can make this confession of faith also? You will receive Jesus by confessing him, right? Yes, so if you fall, you still have to talk. Say this after me and mean it from your heart. Say, Dear Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God, and I believe you died for me. Today I confess all my sins and I ask for mercy. And I also receive by faith the gift of eternal life. I am born again now, and I'm a child of God now. The grip of sin over me and addictions are broken. Thank you for saving me. Amen. Father, help this one too. I pray in the name of Jesus. I decree that the name of the Lord be named upon you now. Whatever is at work in your life that is not of God, I stretch forth my hands on you and I decree that it's lifted, is broken now. In the name of Jesus, addictions are broken. Every grip of sin is broken. You will go love Jesus and be established in grace. In 10, 20, 30 years to come, you will be standing strong. Forward ever with the Lord and backward never. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. God bless you. Well done for this bold decision. Hope to see you tomorrow in church. We have a morning session by 8, evening session again by 5, so that you can maximize this season. Is that it? The Lord bless you greatly. Please follow this way. There is a lady there lifting a placard. I'm a counselor. Follow her and they are going to attend to you. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Please celebrate them. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. Amen and amen. Are you blessed tonight?
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.